No, 1927. But he's the one that came. He's the that showed up in Texas as a young man for I have no idea what reason.
What sort of work did your grandfather do?
He was an editor. He edited the Texaco Star and all of the other Texas Company publications, their house organs and their notifications. No, she never had a job doing anything. She went to Ward Belmont Finishing School in Tennessee.
Ward
Belmont. I think it's Belmont College now.
What city is that?
I have no idea. But it was Ward Belmont, something like Academy for Young Ladies. It was a two-year college in those days. And she went there, and then she went to the University of California at Berkeley for a year. And then she stayed home and played around until she got married.
What was her maiden name?
Carrie.
Was that a French name too?
Mm-hmm. Her father was a second generation American. His father was a French Canadian from around Quebec. My grandmother's grandfather was French Canadian. And he moved to Southern Illinois, where my grandmother's father was born. Mm-hmm. And he was with the railroad. He's the one that moved around all the time.
So
her mother was the Texan. Her mother lived near Paris, Texas, which is up around Dallas.
What was your
my great-grandmother's
grandmother's
paternal grandmother.
Wait
a minute. Which
your grandmother, whose maiden name, what was her mother's maiden name? And the was born in
the was almost born in Texas. She was like my grandfather. She was brought here as a tiny infant.
Where was she born?
She was born in Winston County, Mississippi.
And then she moved to?
Then she moved, well, this was a saga. Her grandparents were born in South Carolina. They were among a group, or they were descendants of a group of Scottish Baptists who settled in Virginia and were persecuted by the Episcopalians. So they went to South Carolina, and there was a whole little Baptist enclave in northern South Carolina, right up where it peaks.
Their main name is is that connected with the Coca-Cola company?
I don't have any idea if it is or not. If it is, it's distant. It's not a branch of the family I'm aware of. Then lived in South Carolina from 1780 on. And about 1800, both my grandparents, or ancestors, direct ones, were born in South Carolina. At some point, roughly 1850, after their children were born and grown, they came to Mississippi. Now, we don't know why, except that my grandmother's cousin, who died last year at about 94, said that she was told by her grandfather, whom she knew, that there was a lot of political dissension in South Carolina at the time, and they were dissatisfied with the way the politics were going, so they moved to Mississippi. They stayed there till the Civil War was over, then they were ruined. So the parents and the grown children who were my great-grandmother's parents, all in a body, left with several other relatives. And the head of the family was my great-grandfather, T.P. And he and his wife and his parents and a couple of his brothers and sisters and his five children, I think, at the time, all moved to Texas.